From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stephanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo said Indonesia needs courageous and tenacious leaders to create golden Indonesia. Trade Affairs said in terms of Pakistan embassy says more than 200 Pakistani students study in Indonesia. And here's the juicy detail read by Steve. President Joko Widodo has affirmed that to realize the golden Indonesian vision, the leaders who lead the nation must have endurance and courage and be consistent in continuing the crucial policies his government has formulated. The head of state made a statement at the 2023 People Consultative Assembly Annual Session and 2023 Joint Session of Indonesian House of Representatives and Regional Representative Council in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also remarked that the country needs leaders who have long endurance, since Indonesia takes neither an afternoon walk nor a sprint race. Still related to President Joko Widodo, the president stated that currently Indonesia has a great opportunity in the form of high international trust. This was affirmed by the president in his state address at the Parliament Building in Senayan, Jakarta on Wednesday. He also emphasized that trust is not a gimmick or rhetoric, but it is built through Indonesia's role and courage in action. The role is when Indonesia succeeded in gaining the momentum of the G20 presidency last year and the leadership in ASEAN, which is currently running this year. With high international trust, Indonesia's credibility will be more recognized, Indonesia's sovereignty will be more respected, Indonesia's voice will be heard more, making it easier for us in every negotiation. Moreover, President Joko Widodo further stated that the matter of unclear information stated that international trust had no direct impact on Indonesian people. He also remarked that if Indonesia focuses too much on the unclear information, it will only become a counterproductive activity. Charge of Affairs at interim of Pakistan Embassy to Indonesia, Muhammad Faisal Fayaz, has said that there are around 2,000 Pakistanis currently living in Indonesia. Of these figures, more than 200 are students studying in Indonesia. This was conveyed by Muhammad Faisal Fayaz in a special interview with the Voice of Indonesia on Monday in the context of Pakistan's Independence Day, falling every August 14th. He further said that education is one of the sectors in the relationship between Indonesia and Pakistan, which is well established. The presence of scholarship from the Pakistani government for Indonesian students who want to continue their study in Pakistan is one example. In addition, he also conveyed that the presence of Pakistani students studying in Indonesia shows that educational cooperation is important in the relations between the two countries.
Many students from Pakistan also, they visit Indonesia, they come to Indonesia to study here. According to my information, more than 200 students are studying here in different universities of Indonesia at the moment. So educational cooperation is very much in the focus of both the governments, and we consider that very important for enhancing our cooperation.
Moreover, Faisal acknowledged that the absence of direct flights between Indonesia and Pakistan is a factor in the small number of Pakistani people visiting Indonesia and vice versa. This could also have an impact on relations between the people of both countries. Even so, his side is currently communicating with various related stakeholders, including Indonesian government and several Indonesian airlines that are interested in presenting direct flights between the two countries. He hopes direct flights can increase Pakistan's visit to Indonesia. Yemen's permanent representative to the UN, Abdullah Al-Saadi, said on Wednesday that his country appreciates the ongoing political, economic, and development support provided by Saudi Arabia. As reported by ArabNews.com, speaking during a meeting of UN Security Council in New York about the latest developments in Yemen, Al-Saadi said that the support, in keeping with directive from King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, is a translation of depth and strength of the exceptional relations that bring together two countries and the two brotherly people. A former International Criminal Court Chief Prosecutor, Luis Moreno Ocampo, has said there is a reasonable basis to believe that genocide is being committed against Armenians in the contested region of Nagorno-Karabakh. As reported by CNN.com, Luis Moreno Ocampo, in an expert opinion letter on Monday, pointed out that there are no crematories and there are no machete attacks. Starvation is the invisible genocide weapon. Without immediate dramatic change, this group of Armenians will be destroyed in a few weeks. Nagorno-Karabakh is a landlocked area between Eastern Europe and Western Asia that is home to a large Armenian population but is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan. Singapore's non-oil domestic export (NODX) contracted for the 10th consecutive month in July, falling by 20.2%. with both electronics and non-electronics seeing a decline. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the drop follows a 15.6% decrease in June and a 14.7% contraction in May. The latter figure is worse than a Reuters poll forecast of a 14.4% drop. According to data released by Enterprise Singapore on Thursday, electronic products export contracted by 26.1% in July, following a 16% decline in the previous month. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Nearly 1,000 people in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, took part in the Asian Fun Walk 2023, which was held in the city center last Saturday. This event was organized by the Indonesian Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City in collaboration with the local city government and Consulate Generals of other Asian countries. The event aims to promote the spirit of friendship, cooperation, and peace among Asian member countries. Asian Fun Walk 2023 participants come from various elements of society, including government, academics, entrepreneurs, youth, and diplomats. They walk leisurely on Nguyen Huy pedestrian street the center of Ho Chi Minh City community activities on weekend. This event is also to commemorate the anniversary of Asian on August 8, as well as the celebration of 10 years of strategic partnership relation between Indonesia and Vietnam. The event was opened by the Indonesian Consul General Agustaviano Sofyan and Chairman of the Ho Chi Minh City People's Committee, Pan Van Mai. In his remarks, Pan Van Mai really appreciated the initiative of the Indonesian Consul General in Ho Chi Minh City to organize the Asian Fun Walk so that participants and the local community could get to know and feel the spirit of Asian. He said that the Asian Fun Walk was the first activity carried out in Ho Chi Minh City at the initiative of the Indonesian Consulate. Pan Van also remarked that as chair of Asian, Indonesia has launched many important initiatives on three pillars of Asian to strengthen Asian. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Consul General Agustaviano said that this activity was a place to unite Asian citizens living in Ho Chi Minh City in an atmosphere full of enthusiasm and joy. After finishing the fun walk, all of them tasted the food served by each Asian Consul General in Ho Chi Minh City. The Indonesian Consul General provided Indonesian specialties such as green bean porridge, lemper, omelette rolls, and risoles. In addition, there were also artistic and cultural performances on stage, which also made it interesting with various variation of the traditional clothes of each Asian country. Besides, there were also pencaksilat martial arts performance performed by Vietnamese youth and Pho Phinam, a martial art from Vietnam. At the end of the event, the Pocho Pocho dance was performed by the Indonesian diasporas and joined spontaneously by other attendees, thus adding to the liveliness of the 2023 Asian Fun Walk.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Here's Today in History. We start with an event on August 17, 1945, where proclamation of Indonesia's independence occurred. U.S. atomic bomb attacking Hiroshima and Nagasaki were the reason Japan unconditionally surrendered over the Allies. Both incidents have forced Japan to surrender themselves over Allies, marking the end of the World War II. Knowing this, the Indonesian young people forced Soekarno and Muhammad Hatta to immediately proclaim Indonesia's independence by kidnapping Soekarno and Muhammad Hatta to Rengas Dengklok, Karawang on August 16, 1945. At that time, they decided to proclaim Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945 at 10 a.m. local time. At the event, Soekarno read the text of the proclamation accompanied by the Indonesia's flag hoisting ceremony. A Let's move on to the event on August 17, 1999, where a massive earthquake hit Turkey. On August 17, 1999, an earthquake with 7.6 magnitudes occurred in Izmir region, northwestern part of Turkey. An earthquake lasted around 37 seconds, killing 17,000 people. Besides the massive earthquake, displaced around 500,000 people. The magnitude of the earthquake made the land along northern Anatolia move around 3 meters. Turkey region, especially Anatolia, since 1939 already experienced an earthquake with the same magnitude. Nevertheless, the 1999 earthquake was the biggest earthquake occurred in Turkey. We end today in history with an event on August 17, 1938, where W.R. Supratman passed away. Wage Rudolf Supratman, or popularly known as W.R. Supratman, was a teacher, journalist, violinist, and composer. He is popularly known as the composer of Indonesia's national anthem. His song is played and performed at official events until now. He passed away on August 17, 1938. The government of Indonesia conferred W.R. Supratman the National Hero and Bintang Mahaputra Utama the Third Class Medal in 1971. We'll be right back.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Deputy Minister of Health Dante Saxono Harbuono asked for the people of Indonesia to jointly overcome the air pollution in some big cities across Indonesia, mainly in Jakarta. Besides industry, according to him, air pollution also comes from personal vehicle. The people need to wear masks again, especially in places with bad air quality. The government is jointly evaluating the sources of pollution while preparing measures to mitigate the air pollution comprehensively. Meanwhile, Minister of Indonesian Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar called motor vehicle the main cause of haze in Jakarta. There are 24.5 million vehicles in Jakarta with annual average vehicle growth 5.7% or 1.2 million units, some 78% of which are motorcycles. Motorcycles are allegedly the highest pollution source per passenger compared to fuel cars, diesel fuel cars, passenger cars, and buses. But Minister Siti also said that the air quality is worsened by not only vehicle emission, but also the long dry season, pollution concentration, and manufacturing industry. The government asked the people to test their vehicle emission as one of quick actions to overcome air pollution. Earlier, the air in Jakarta sat at the top of the city with the worst air quality on Sunday. Based on the air quality monitoring website IQ Air on Sunday, the air quality index in Jakarta was 170 or unhealthy with PM2.5 air pollution.
We'll be right back.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
To commemorate the 78th Indonesian Independence Day, we invite you to get to know more about the Proclamation Park. This park has an important meaning in the history of Indonesian independence. This park was formerly Bung Karno's residence, where the text of the proclamation was read. The location is at Jalan Proklamasi No. 10, Menteng, Central Jakarta. Previously, the road was named Jalan Pegangsaan Timur No. 56. On August 16, 1945, Bung Karno deliberately chose his yard to hold the proclamation ceremony to prevent possible attacks by the Japanese. The text of the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence was read on the front porch of Bung Karno's house at Jalan Pegangsaan Timur No. 56, Jakarta. But the historic house building had long been razed to the ground after Sukarno ordered his house to be torn down. Several years after the Proclamation of Indonesian Independence, Bung Karno's residence was built with several important monuments and gardens. In the park area, there are three important objects related to the history of Indonesian independence, namely the one-year commemoration of the Republic of Indonesia, lightning, and the proclaimer Soekarno-Hatta monuments. The monument to the statue of the proclaimer Soekarno-Hatta is about 4 meters high and was built in the 1980s. In the middle of it is a black stone in the shape of a proclamation text. In front of the hero's monument, not far from the Bung Karno's and Bung Hatta statues, there is the one-year independence monument of Indonesia, which is in the shape of a small obelisk like a needle. At the location of the Proclamation Park complex, the one-year independence monument of Indonesia is the first monument to be built. Then, the lightning monument is the form of a long crowbar with the symbol of a flash of lightning at the top. The lightning above it is symbolic that when Indonesia became independent, it was unexpected, like a lightning striking during the day. In the inscription printed on a metal plate, which is affixed to the lightning monument, there is information on the exact location of the terrace where the text of proclamation was read on August 17, 1945. There is also the Pola building, which was built in the early 60s, still standing at the back of the park. This building was originally prepared by President Sukarno as a place to formulate plans for Indonesia's development in the future.
Terima kasih.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, series of activities during the 78th commemoration of the Republic of Indonesia anniversary. Listeners, welcoming the 78th anniversary of independence of the Republic of Indonesia, the government is carrying out a series of activities which are held in August 2023. The series of activities carry the theme Keep Going Forward for Indonesia. This theme reflects the spirit of the Indonesian people to continue the struggle for development, collaborate together to take advantage of the momentum to make Indonesia progress. The series of activities do not only take place at the Presidential Palace complex, but also in a number of other places. The series of activities for the month of independence began with national zikr and prayers, which were held on the front lawn of the Merdeka Palace on August 1st. On August 14, an honor award ceremony was held and continued with the inauguration ceremony for Heritage Flag Raising Troops or Paskibraka on August 15. Then, on August 16, there was a series of state events which were held every year, namely the state speech and speech on the submission of the 2024 state budget bill. This series of events took place at the RIMPR-DPR-DPD building. Then on August 17, in the early morning, a ceremony was held at the Kalibata Heroes Cemetery, followed by the main event of the commemoration of the proclamation moments, Indonesian independence in the morning, and the lowering of the red and white flag ceremony in the afternoon. The ceremony of the proclamation moment and the ceremony of lowering the flag at the palace were carried out completely offline or physically. For supporting events, there were three side events, which were designed to evoke the spirit of nationalism and pride in Indonesian traditions and culture. The first event was the breaking of the world record of Guinness World Records for Angklung in 2023, which was held on August 5th. This event involved more than 15,000 Angklung players, who were guided by Saung Angklung Ujo to play the national anthem Berkibarlah Benderaku and the international song Wind of Change. This event was held to increase love for Indonesian culture, which is represented through the world's largest Angklung performance. The second event of the Kebaya Fashion Show entitled Istana Berkebaya was initiated by the provincial government of the Special Capital Region of Jakarta and aims to promote nationalism through the culture of Kebaya. In the activity, which was held on August 6, 401 participants walked on a 200-meter-long catwalk, which was placed in the outer area in front of the Merdeka Palace. The third side event is the Gemilang Silang Monas, which is filled with video mapping performances. This activity was held at the National Monument or Monas on August 17. There are dances, bazaars, musical performances, and fireworks. That's Miss Seleni.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we are going to present to you a wonderful song coming from Titi Puspa with Pantang Mundur. The song Pantang Mundur seems to be able to inflame the spirit of anyone who listens to it. Tells the stories of a wife whose husband left her to go to the battlefield to fight for the defense of the motherland. The wife gave up and even prayed and advised her husband not to go back down in fighting for the motherland. Well, listener, here is Titi Puspa with Pantang Mundur.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kami, bangsa Indonesia, dengan ini menyatakan kemerdekaan Indonesia.
Kemerdekaan merupakan pencapaian besar bangsa Indonesia.
Perjuangan nama kurun, kudang muduk dawet mudar, nama raburan di tanah pasogit.
Soho lahirakan, jiwa-jiwa ingkang tasari tekak ipun, bangsa Indonesia.
Garam geti salahku ekspresi, semangat anu ngaduruk turmual kaluar, nepi tetes geti panuntungan.
Kodi mutin, ruin bodik mental baja, yang lakam pernah fudar, wala manas peluru menembus tubuh.
Iak sangsaka merah putih, hebat kibar kang huang dada, lalu tak kebas daya klekep, urong garam.
Voice of Indonesia.
our listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening. But stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at @voiindonesia and send us email on voi@voinews.id.